Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me, sorry about that. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and I'm very, very grateful to be here with you, back with you again this week. So, there has been a lot unfolding throughout these last couple of weeks for everyone, I feel, on Earth, and, of course, our beloved Light family. So I'm just going to give a quick recap of what's been going on over the last week. Okay, so this was posted on the 21st of April, and it was, you know, everyone may have heard of Prince. He was a famous musician. A lot of people would have loved him and, you know, thought he was great and stuff like that. So Amin has posted something saying, "I heard one of the angels say the earthly prince is dead." And Amin says, the question was, Jan and herself and many light workers across the world would like to know the meaning of the death of Prince on April the 21st, the Queen's 90th birthday. So Amin said, the symbolism of this became clear when I heard one of the angels say the earthly prince is dead. But living very isolated from the outside world and media, I didn't know the news or whom they were referring to. He represents earthly celebrities, rulers and royalty. It happened in his elevator, indicating that many of those humanity reveres as the ones they look up to aren't able to make the evolutionary leap we are currently making and will perish. The relevance of the Queen's very elderly birthday is that we are dragging something with us that has become obsolete, and we need to change our perception or attitude. We are trusting in the wrong things for security. How this applies to daily life. Amina is saying, firstly, she found that she felt secure in her problem-solving skills, but life cannot be controlled. Nor are there in fact problems, but rather areas where we don't have clarity. I should instead feel not security, but comfort in the fluidity I have in facing whatever life may bring, something I've taken years to cultivate. Secondly, something Amin has taken years to cultivate. Let me correct that because I'm reading it for those who may not get a chance to check out the diary. Secondly, I would like to build my savings back up since it feels like a buffer against the surprises of life. I should still like to have a savings, though not as a need, but rather as a preference. Because we live archetypically, having a savings account beneficially affects the economy of the country we live in. In addition, it represents the principle of mastery that never depletes our inner resources, but keeps a reserve of energy in order to keep our options open. These old obsolete attitudes we've allowed to rule our life have to go. They have no place in the resurrected life. So that was posted. Interesting for anyone who's, you know, worships famous people and kind of stuff like that. I've never really done that, but, you know, I have heard of people doing that, like going to the red carpets and, going to the red carpets and, you know, seeing these stars. And it's just, for me, it's quite surreal. I just don't do it. Anyhow, moving on to more recent events. since then, let me just see, because there's been so much. The show may not be very long tonight, but I'm just giving you a recap of what's happening. So there was another question. Are there angels that incarnate as humans? So Amin's answer was that would be a very rare occurrence. Angels would suffer very much in the density of a human body. They also wouldn't cope well at all. Angels are very inept at problem solving. Angels are very inept at problem solving. it's a human trait. They can best serve from their own realm. In other words, they wouldn't serve us best in physicality and in human form. So interesting. And I'm just looking at the daily mantra for the cosmic year is, I am freed from the binding ties of man by the self-sovereignty of my being. Now, if you purchase a cosmic time map, which Almeen does, you actually get your own personal mantra for the year. Very beautiful. And so it's like your cosmic birthday, which is really cool and fun. Very interesting to read and see where you are in the cosmic time map. It's very, very interesting indeed. The other thing I would like to mention to you guys is that there was there's a new online course, actually, that Almeen has brought out. I'm just going to check it out right now because it was very exciting. It was just amazing to. It started on the 1st of May, and it was called It's Messages for Lightworkers. And you'll get an account, lightworker.co, and you sign into that account, and then you will have messages. It's like a private blog, private diary from Almeen, and maybe some deeper questions that arise or come up, and she's able to, you know, answer those questions, you know, that she wouldn't normally post on her diary, which is great. So there is stuff, first of all, the Resurrection for the Soul video, and I actually looked at it twice, and what a gift. I can only say that I am forever changed from seeing this beautiful video, Resurrection of the Soul video, and Almeen looks stunningly beautiful. She looks incredibly youthful, I have to say. And just such a gift to see her again, I have to say. It's a total gift. And yes, I did cry from seeing her. And I'm just so delighted. She's, you know, she's incredible. She really is. And that was very, very, very deeply insightful. Almeen describes the formation of the cosmos and the origin of duality and how body and soul have united for the first time. And it's the second resurrection. So I just thought, how profound to have access to that incredible information. Other brilliant questions. My life is totally dedicated to these teachings. Is it wise to have it consume my life? More answers on that. And then there's other questions like, before your work went global, after you received a series of visions in January 2005, you used to teach small groups of apprentices who committed for 3 weeks in the year. What are the benefits and burdens of teaching such intimate groups? You know, and then the other one, I'm just sharing the questions. So if you want the answers, you know what you're going to consider doing. can you explain what you mean by the term living the life of a master? And then there's another one. What is the requirement for being able to successfully embark on a lifelong journey of being a master? And there's answers, and then you can comment on these things. And, you know, people leave their different comments, and, you know, you can actually gain insights on much deeper levels. And Almeen did mention that in an audio, that it's not to be underestimated. Even, you know, she's actually very kindly made it quite, the price quite affordable for everyone. It's $19.99, like dollars a month, something like that. And every, there's, as far as I'm aware, there is a question or something posted 7 days a week. And, you know, it's a brilliant tool to have, to be honest with you, because it's, you're up to date on everything. And I absolutely love it. So on that note, I'm actually going to play a beautiful audio. And I have actually, I wanted to play another one, but I don't have it here. So, actually, or will I go ahead and I'll play a little bit of the Octurian Fairy Elixirs, because it helps us remind us of our oneness. I did play them last week. I'm going to play them again because of the significance of what's happened in Alberta, Canada. So I'm going to play the Octurian Fairy Elixirs for anybody listening. I hope you enjoy them. I'll maybe play them for a few minutes, not too long. And then we'll come back and we'll speak about the Alberta wildfires and that Almeen has recently posted. And so, yeah, Black Magic's Gorgeous Lands, the Alberta wildfires. So on that note, let us have a little break and you enjoy the beautiful Octurian Fairy Elixirs. you can get this with the, it's a beautiful healing, sound healing. It's a balance of black and white light frequency. And it came straight from the fairy beings, actually. And it's all part of the Balvas Pata healing modality as well, healing of oneness, which is extremely, extremely powerful and not to be underestimated. And it is pure white magic. It cannot be corrupted. So on that note, let us play this beautiful elixir.
Thank you. And welcome back to the show. This is Mysteries, Miracles, and Mysticism, or Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and you are very welcome to the show. So, moving onwards, this was posted today, and it's called Alberta Wildfires. Black Magic Scorches the Land. I hope you can hear me, by the way, because I've just changed something. So there's a question. Monday night, a huge fire broke out in Fort McMurray, the gateway to Alberta. Canada oil sands, from high temperatures and dry conditions, town and surrounding area. 100,000 people were ordered to evacuate. 88,000 people have been evacuated so far, according to some estimates. The size of the wildfire has doubled in one day, and a lot of boreal forest nearby, plus the town itself, have burned. Wildlife has been killed or displaced. As the Dream Dictionary states, Canada represents the feminine aspect of masculinity. Fire represents change and rapid destructuring. We see forced evacuation from homes. What message does the fire hold for us beyond these signs in our environment? What does our environment tell us? So Armin has an audio put up there for anyone interested to hear the answer to that. If you don't get a chance to look at it or hear it, then I'm going to read some notes that I took on it to you. And I just want to send my absolute love to our beloved Light family. I want you to know that I have you in my heart so much, and you know who you are, okay? And I just want you to know that you're not alone, and we're gonna, you know. I'll move onwards anyway and read about what Armin is saying that it will tell us to do. Okay. So Armin is talking about her life family in Alberta and how they must be suffering, and it's painful for any of the light workers to hear these things that happen on Earth, because we all feel so much and feel the interconnectedness of all of existence, and especially when it's our light family, because we really feel there is no separation, and some we feel more with others. And so Armin mentioned this anyway in the audio. You know, she said that our light family that lives there must be suffering also, because tens of thousands have had to leave their homes, which are old belief systems behind. Leaving old belief systems behind, and much wildlife and nature that have been destroyed, and trees, and that means hope and innocence, which I find it so sad, actually. And wildfires that are raging have been building, so we send them our love and our blessings, and we want to find out now why it is so. So Amin says the reason is twofold, caused by white people, and the other caused by the indigenous people, the immigrants, and not only white people, and the immigrants of the land who lived there before. So a sacred ceremony, or at least it should be sacred, of the Sundance Circle, which native people shed their blood with prayers and song, and the purpose was meant to demonstrate their total surrender and their total trust in the unfolding will of the Creator. Instead, personal agendas were taken into the Sundance Ring that they wanted to see manifest in their own personal lives. Because we have seen when anyone creates a ceremony where you intend to enforce your personal will on life, unfolding, it can be called black magic. When it is done with the blood sacrifice, it is more so. So it's more of a, you know, black magic than intended. Anyway, along the county plains along Alberta, there are hundreds of rings of Sundance that have been held over the years, some of them quite old, Many were housed with a very distinct purpose to keep white people out and to make it so white immigrants did not flourish in the land. But black magic is still in place. And where you travel in certain areas of Alberta, it is very pristine. But in other areas, it feels as though it is scorching you. The land feels scorched. This kind of feeling comes from black magic. This is very obvious intention and control of life. But the white immigrants that came to the land did it in a more subversive and oblique way. Nevertheless, black magic. The Catholic schools were forced upon the native children where horrific sexual abuse took place all over Alberta. And when the poor little children were tried to run away and get back home, the government would pick them up and put them right back in there again. It's just interesting because in my workplace, I had a 90-year-old man come in, and I could not really understand. He had a speech impediment, and I couldn't really understand what he was saying. So I really had to be still and to try and hear what he was saying. And it really felt like he had such a massive release. And he spoke about, abuse about the church. And I knew he was, this was stuff that was coming up for him. And he asked me, do I understand him? And I said, I'm trying to understand what he was telling me. And he ended up speaking for a good half an hour, I'd say, after I had finished working with this person. But I realized that he needed to release and he needed to let that go because he had been holding on to this, I feel, for absolute centuries. And I feel I was the first person that actually sat and listened to him, and this man truly felt like he had been heard. And so I do feel like some beautiful healing had taken place. But there's no accident that I heard it as well. And moving onwards, as Amin says, they would pick them up and put them right back in there again. This is an aggravated case of something that is more pervasive, and that it is when philosophy, government, philosophies, that religions, belief systems are enforced upon people, then we are dealing again with trying to control life and control outcome in the form of black magic. Black magic scorches the land. Now we have rapid restructuring has to take place. This is the message of the fire, or innocence will be lost. The wildlife and the beautiful forests that are burning, and we need to leave old belief systems behind. Tens of thousands of people had to leave their homes behind. Amin is asking our light family all around the world to stand together as we always do. We are the sacred government. Find in your life that which you are trying to control and find where it is, where you want to enforce your will on others and on your life. You will find it, and please eliminate it through trust in the benevolence in a greater scheme that you can imagine. And as we do, hopefully the fires will stop and homelessness will end. And the people will subtly change as well in the land because they are archetypically representing this problem. Almeen found in her own life that she was trying to control mind the way it used to be before she went through this resurrection that happened last year. Her mind is completely different in the way that it thinks, she thinks it's almost gone, and linearity is non-existent, which means if you say something to Almeen today, something a week ago, it's equally obvious that she is saying that she has no clue. I'm just saying she's saying she has no clue, because it requires surrendering into this relaxing into life. So Almeen is saying she almost relied heavily on mind to organize and control, and so she says, find the areas of your lives, my beloved ones, and let us help our life family people of Alberta, Canada. My great love and respect to you. So, for anyone who knows anybody in of our life family over there, and just the people over there in general, we continue to do the work on ourselves and shift it within. And I feel Kanish Baba Sita as well. would be a good one to do, because that removes control from not only for yourself, but also from, you know, you can do for the earth, for the people. But I really feel for yourself and as a proxy for all of existence. But again, I cannot tell you what to do. It's just my perspective on things. On that note, I am now again going to do this beautiful vigil, and I did it last week, and we're going to play the audio. The vigil to release all beings from previously binding contracts. We ask that we include the earth in this, so I'm going to, you can listen to this audio then, and then we're going to, I'm going to call in the actual angelic being. Okay, let's have a listen to this.
The sigil to release all beings from previously binding contracts. These contracts were made at times when we could not see, or they were made at times when we thought we could see, but the guidance of our heart was lacking. And these contracts were often made to prevent us from leaving something of the dream behind and fully awakening. When we found something that we grew attached to in past incarnations, we would make contracts such as, I won't leave without you. And then we would do self-sabotaging things to prevent us from doing that. These contracts need to be let go so that we can move ahead. The other contracts are contracts of identity. I am a super god. I am a goddess of this or a goddess of that. These things have changed from dream to dream to dream. All there is our heart's journey and following our effortless knowing that is based on not neediness, but simply the fulfilled life of somebody fully expressing. And so that is what we're looking at to release with this sigil. How can you use it? You run your hand over it from left to right, or you can just look at it, or you can place your hand on it, and you clearly make the statement, let all unholy alliances be undone from me towards others, from others towards me, or in any other form. And you make that statement very distinctly, and you could also laminate this, put it under your bed, under your chair, and so forth. It will bring tremendous light and fresh air into your life. Sheverech huvasvi aranas hustavi.
So there you have it, everybody. The beautiful angel to release all beings from previously binding contracts. Sheverech huvasvi aranas hustavi. Let all unholy alliances be undone, and I include the beloved earth in this also. And I just want to send my love again to all of our beloved light family all over the world, and to our beloved light family in Canada, Alberta. I'm feeling you in my heart, and I just want you to know that I love you. And on that note, I will say goodnight, and I will be back again next week and maybe play some more of the beautiful fairy elixirs for you guys. And I hope you have an absolutely wonderful evening. Good night.